Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
All right. All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. Hope you're great. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live every day from sunny Southern California. Here's the question, Jay Stu. Did you enjoy watching the Lakers lose last night?
Yeah, I enjoy watching the Nuggets play, period. I mean, I root for the Lakers because I grew up a Laker fan and Chick Hearn was the soundtrack of my childhood and I love Showtime. And I follow the Lakers. I guess I root for them a little bit. But I root much more for this Nuggets team. I love this team.
Why?
Just because they're the anti-look at me. For me, it's just a team that plays really good ball, and Jamal Murray is not that guy. He's not. Jamal Murray just kind of goes about his business, making game winners, and then you know, our guy Joker is one of the most fascinating players in the league. So I like the Nuggets.
You know what's funny is the Lakers. The Lakers are interesting, right? That they have, it's like they're kind of like Duke in that people love to see them lose, but they do love the Lakers. I mean, the ratings are going to have this is going to be interesting. You have Minnesota and Denver, two elite teams, but will anybody nationally care? I don't know. And then you have I don't know if they're the anti look at me team. I do think they play great fun basketball. And the fact that Jamal Murray's never been an all-star is perfect for what you're talking about. Perfect. Perfect. Couldn't be better. So, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like watching Duke lose. When they lose, understand TV sets everywhere are turning off. I don't know what it is about the mainstream fan that... Even the half of them that turn in to watch LeBron lose don't actually enjoy who beat LeBron. Isn't that weird? No, it's just a weird thing. I don't know. And we say, like, well, I like great players. Like, okay, well, Jokic just won the MVPs, and he won the NBA championship and the NBA Finals MVP. How much greater a player do you need? I don't know. But I'm just going to tell you, the ratings are not going to be good for the series. And then you have, how crazy is it that NBC may outbid Warner Brothers for the rights to the NBA? And then what do you do with Inside the NBA? It's the best show on TV. But I, you know, even though you could move it over somewhere else, one of the reasons the best show on TV is the producers, is the atmosphere they've created. Like, that's a really hard thing. I don't think you can bring it over. And one of the craziest things about the NBA is that the NBA's second tier, right, their A package is going to go back to ESPN, ABC. They're going to move mountains to do it. And instead of doing what the NFL has done, which is you know, you have all, everyone has the product. It's on every different network. Somebody's going to have to choose who wants this network, right? Who wants the second, the B games. And apparently, like, Amazon's all in on getting it, and they got more money than God. So if they want it, they can get it. But what does it do for inside the NBA? And I mean, Barkley on Galveston has just been hilarious. I mean, those guys are, they make unwatchable NBA games worth watching. But there's something weird where when LeBron loses, and I think here's the crazy thing about LeBron. He is in many ways his own worst enemy. Because he, was he perfect? No. Did he play great? Yeah. Like, dude, he played plenty well enough to win and was super competitive. And like, we could get into the fact that he made the lady in the front row flinch and some of the other theatrics, whatever, I don't care. But when he's asked about being a free agent at the end of the season, you know, and what he could do, and he just, you know, no comments it. I don't know. It just, I get it. You've earned the right to be a free agent and do all these things. But like, once you're a Laker, is there any leaving if they want you back?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Let's get to what Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Colin Cowherd talking about LeBron.
Many nights he's the best player on the floor in the games he plays. Many nights, more than half. And that includes AD. And he and AD play well together. And he and AD get along really, really well. LeBron's always loved the guy that'll do the dirty work on rebounding and defense. LeBron doesn't want to do that stuff. He wants to get out in the break and shoot his threes. And AD is banged up and playing 70-plus games. He's a great defender, in my opinion, the best defender in the league. And AD just had his best year ever as a pro. He was fantastic. Jokic had to work for every point in this series. So LeBron wants to be a Laker. And here's the good news. When they made that AD trade with the Pelicans, it kind of trapped them. For a couple of years, NBA regulations, they now can trade three first-round picks this year. They only have one, but they can trade three without getting into the weeds. It's due to the AD deal. And D'Lo's coming off the books. So they're going to need a star, and they're going to go get a star. Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young. So my guess is LeBron stays. There's no reason to move him for business. No reason to move him for basketball. I would absolutely have no problem committing for two or three more years. He's going nowhere. You know, you can draft his son if you want, but LeBron's still a really, really elite player. And he was in this series against a physical Denver team.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I understand. I understand what Colin's saying. Okay, in that LeBron is amazing. But I've watched every Laker game. He's not the best player on the floor more than half the nights. He's not. He's a great player. And what he's do, what he did at 39 was incredible. I am not diminishing. Both these things can be true. That he can be a great player, have a great season for 39, and put up big numbers and not be the best player on the floor, or even the second best player on the floor, or the third best player on the floor at times. There are times that he was, no question. But not over half. But as we said yesterday with the Phoenix Suns, okay, as we said with the Phoenix Suns, a lot of this is in construction. You know, they had a championship team that they essentially dismantled. And, you know, Lakers can tell you, hey, that championship was legit. They can say all that, but the reality is, if it was legit, why would they tear it apart? You know, letting Caruso walk when he would have taken less to stay was the first in a series of mistakes. Some of them were Pelinka's. Some of them were LeBron and his crews. Right? LeBron and his crew, not responsible for Caruso, but were responsible for, you know, other moves they were going to make. Instead, they nixed him because he wanted Russell Westbrook. And it wasn't just that they acquired Russell Westbrook, is they moved mountains and trade away assets to get him, and then had to give him away and take on some bad assets to get rid of him. Right? I mean, that's really was the assets moved in order to get him. And then they hired Darvin Ham, who was not a good fit. He's just not. And look, I thought they played hard. But that, and that's his thing. We're a play hard team, but I think LeBron's team would have played hard anyway, because that's the leadership of LeBron. He's a thinker, analytical guy. Darvin's not. It doesn't work. We could go through D'Angelo Russell and the personnel, and look, Colin would be right, but he's wrong in terms of he can't be the best and probably second best player in championship team. Don't believe me. The last 2 years, you know, they won one game against the Nuggets. This year, you know, they had to play the play-in round to get to the first round against arguably or inarguably the best team in the sport. That's not championship caliber basketball. This is Dan Patrick talking about the Lakers moving forward.
It is over. It is over. Just the season. The question is, how over is over for the Lakers? Because if you would have said that AD would play in over 70 games and LeBron, Austin Reeves, I mean, they had a nucleus here that they played together, played healthy. They had a nice season. You just run into the wrong team again, and I think they thought they had some answers there, but they didn't. And I think that's what's interesting, an interesting case study of what happens in the offseason. Darvin Ham is probably going to pay the price here. And then LeBron, does he opt out? He wants the Lakers to draft Bronny. And, boy, there's a lot of pressure on Bronny. Because I think Bronny should be going to Duquesne and play another year. But it feels like the clock is ticking on his dad. He wants to play with his son. Now the Lakers, you bring LeBron back. And all the reports are they want LeBron back badly. And then what do you do with Bronny? Are you going to draft him? What if somebody else drafts him instead of you? D'Angelo Russell, what do you do with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's over. I agree with Dan on all of those things. I think you need to find... And look, they knew D'Angelo Russell was an issue. That's why they went out and got Gabe... what's his last name? Gabe Vincent. You know, problem was Gabe Vincent was hurt all year. So I don't think they didn't know. I just think that they couldn't get Gabe Vincent right. And I'm not sure Gabe Vincent... I know he started for the Heat and they made the finals last year, but it wasn't like the Heat were a great team that made the finals last year. So LeBron is going to use this as leverage, but I'd be interested to see how the leverage is taken by Laker fans, you know, because we've talked about this so many times. Like, LeBron plays for the Lakers, not viewed as a true Laker. And this is only par for the course. Here's Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, talking about Tom Brady.
You guys going to watch this Tom Brady roast coming up on Sunday?
I probably won't. I'll miss it.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how aggressive they're going to be with him. I think Belichick's one of the roasters, by the way.
I think they're going to be really aggressive.
You think so?
Yes. Here's the dynamic, and I'm not saying this to like, oh, you know, people, they don't really understand. But I would say locker room talk cuts like knives, man.
Ooh.
And that is what we're about to get between the former players he played with and even Bill Belichick, who even in his team meetings, I mean, look, I've never been in his team meetings, but I've been in a lot of coaches who tried to mimic what those are like. And that is not for the faint of heart. So I think it's going to be spectacular, and it's going to be rough.
Like,
who's the one comedian? Is it Anthony Jeselnik who talks like very like dark?
Yeah.
Like about death and everything all the time?
He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah. Like, well, all I'm saying is imagine that times eight people up there just digging in on him the whole time.
I don't know. Usually the other roasters, right? Aren't the other roasters usually the ones that do the most damage to each other?
Yeah, it's like the teammates might be rough on each other in the locker room, but I think there's always going to be that threshold. Like, I'm only going to go so far. I don't think
they're also not writing their own
jokes.
They're also not writing their own joke, right? I mean, they have professional writers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
JST, what do you got, bud?
Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid reportedly missed shoot around today. He's working on a migraine. Might be a reasonable excuse. I don't know how you feel about missing shoot arounds, but I just think that it's a bad look given this fact. After the loss on, was it Sunday? He talked about there being the lack of fans for his team in the arena. A mentor of mine in the business had some wise words or ask a good question of somebody who wanted to be a superstar talent in this industry. He says, are you worried about the right things? I love that question. Are you worried about the right things? Or are you worried about the other person getting a show that you didn't? Are you worried about the fact that you had to pick up lunch for yourself at the cafeteria? Or are you worried about the right things, which is the job? Joel Embiid seems worried about the wrong things, and he's supposed to be a leader. He's an MVP, and they're about to lose the series.
Yeah, he's in a weird place, man. There's no real... No real doubt about it. He's in a weird place as a as a guy where he says things. And look, I give him a little bit of a pass because he's, you know, he didn't grow up here. And so some of the stuff is it's like if you learn English off of watching television, you know, this is how you would react. This is what you'd say. This is what you do. But I think it's fascinating to me that Joel Embiid legitimately tries to talk shit to reporters when they're just trying to figure out if you're going to play or not going to play. Right. Was that what he was talking about? He was talking to guys that aren't worried about the right things. He's talking about players. He's talking about reporters, right?
No, I'm saying he's not worried about the right things. That's my opinion of him. He didn't say that.
What did he say?
The other day when he was talking after the loss, when he was talking about being disappointed that there weren't enough Sixers fans in the building.
The Knicks fans kind of took over, but you know, that's like, how is that something you can control at all? I don't get that one. I don't get that one in the least. All right, what else?
We missed this all of last week because I think of the draft and everything, but Deshaun Watson sent out a series of tweets like 10 days ago. He just got back from Saudi Arabia. Sounds like he wants to do business with Saudi Arabia. Sounds like there has been business done with Saudi Arabia. He sends out a tweet saying that it's a wonderful country. I love my time there. They're very welcoming. And then there was a subtweet from a publicist at Saudi Arabia saying, thank you for coming, Deshaun. It was great to have you. And I'm thinking, what a strange way. I thought that in the wake of the whole massage thing and all of the settlements and whatnot, I thought there was something along the lines of, I'm going to clear my name and rebuild my reputation with women. And I don't think going to Saudi Arabia and bragging about being in Saudi Arabia is the great step. Last I checked, and unless things have changed, I don't think women can drive. I think it's against the law to spend more than 10 minutes with someone who's not your husband in Saudi Arabia. And don't get me started on the fact that most of the terrorists that did 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's really weird how short our memories are for countries that don't allow, you know, suffrage to women. And look, here's a really good lesson for people who haven't traveled outside the country. Really good lesson. Okay. The first lesson you need to know traveling outside the country is our values aren't necessarily shared in the country that you go to. And just because we think it's the right thing and we think we have like the answer to how women should be treated, children should be treated, people of all races should be treated, like that's not universally shared. I can't explain why. Like it doesn't make sense to me. But you know how something doesn't make sense to you and there's no rationale that can really explain it? I think our way of living doesn't make sense to other people. And there's no way of explaining it. You know what I mean? So that's a... Give me another one.
We are annoying. Us. Annoying. Like yes. the royal we, our industry. Remember when we were like compiling all the stars and all the past players that were kind of piling on Caitlin Clark leading up to the Final Four, and we added Diana Taurasi, and I need to give credit to Sam, Iowa Sam here, because he was kind of out in front of this. He said from the very get-go, I have no problem with what, and tell me if I'm misrepresenting you, Sam. I have no problem with what Diana Taurasi said. Diana Taurasi basically said that there is an adjustment with every single step, and she's going to have an adjustment, which for whatever reason was misconstrued by me and a bunch of people as she was just piling on. She was just shitting on Caitlin Clark. Well, Taurasi answered or clarified or basically doubled down with the media the other day.
The new fans are really sensitive these days. You can't say anything. It's kind of like when you go from kindergarten or first grade, there's a learning adjustment. When you go from high school to college, there's a learning adjustment. You know, I don't think I said anything that wasn't factually correct. And like anything, greatness is going to translate. And she's proven that in every level. And I don't see it being any different in the WNBA.
So I think Diana Taurasi is owed an apology, and everyone was wrong, and Iowa Sam was right on this.
Did I go off on her? Did I get on her too hard?
I don't remember. I just remember I did. I just threw her in the group with Cheryl Schwoops and Lynn Woodward or whatever her name is, and all these people that seem to be taking shots at her leading up to the Final Four.
Doug, even Caitlin Clark, you know, after a couple practices with the fever, she's like, yeah, it's much faster. Just like it's much faster in the NFL for rookies, and it's much faster for rookies in the NBA and any professional sport. So, yeah, of course there's a learning curve.
You know, what's interesting is I put out this video they have. I just retweeted a video they have with the fever. You know, she shoots the ball actually kind of from the left side of her head and then comes back around to the right. It's very Lonzo Ball before he fixed it-esque. And it's interesting, like, she... all of her shots off the dribble are off her left hand because that's where she gets her shot. It's much quicker that way. And it's going to be, she's going to have to adjust her game. So I agreed with it the whole time. Like, people took it to her being, you know, to being hated on. But yeah, who has come in outside of LeBron, and even LeBron when he came out of high school, like, and it's been a seamless transition. It doesn't work that way.
So Deshaun Watson trying to clean up his reputation with women and then going to Saudi Arabia. Joel Embiid and us for the Diana Taurasi.
I think that Deshaun Watson trying to clean up his reputation with women, like, that's not the place to, if you're trying to clean up your reputation with women, like, Saudi Arabia wouldn't be the spot, right? Am I wrong there?
Can't do it.
Your name!
Why are we doing this? Why do I? Because we can.
It's Carl Anthony Towns. He's a big man for the T-Wolves. And Anthony Edwards was sitting next to him at the press conference 2 days ago, and he made this comment.
Like I always tell you, he's the best offensive player on the team. Like, if he's not in foul trouble, it's a problem for any team that got a guard, is because he can stretch the floor, he can post, he can play off the catch, he can pass. I mean, like, he can do everything. So we just got to keep him from getting in foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop fucking fouling.
So good. So good. They're both talking shit to each other, right? I was just trying to play more defense. Yeah, stop out. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio comes to you from the NBA. Philadelphia taking on the Knicks. Knicks got a chance to end the series. Meanwhile, Cleveland at home against Orlando. Milwaukee at home without Giannis, without Damian Lillard. Here's my easy thought on this entire thing. Super easy thought is, let's not confuse ourselves. There is zero chance that the that the Bucks are winning without their two stars. It's not happening. 4 points, not enough. Give me Indy. They end the series tonight. That's it for the End the Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show daily. Every day, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.